We see the hand of God in the light of creation's grand design, in the lives of those who prove His faithfulness, who walk by faith and not by sight.
Good morning and welcome to the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. I'm Clint Davis, your host. Hey, thanks for joining us. We read the Bible, we discuss it. Been working our way through the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 18. The Apostle Paul, on a missionary journey, has an encounter in a variety of different Greek cities and Greco-Roman cities. You may remember in chapter 16, he had this vision from the man of Macedonia, said, "Hey, listen, we want you to come here." And God led him into Macedonia instead of going into Asia Minor. And as he went into Macedonia and followed the Lord's plans, the Lord provided opportunities for him to share the good news of Jesus and for people to come to know the Lord. And so, tremendous amount of blessing and conversion and people coming to know Jesus as they traveled through Macedonia, Paul and Silas and Timothy. And we come to him as he enters into a city called Corinth. This becomes a pretty prominent city in the ministry of Paul and gets two letters that we have in the Bible, most likely four total, but two that have been preserved by the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul in Corinth, Acts chapter 18, beginning in verse 1. After this, after the interaction at the Areopagus in chapter 17 of the book of Acts, after this, Paul left Athens and went then to Corinth. And he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome. And he went to see them, and because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for they were tent makers by trade. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and tried to persuade Jews and Greeks. Interestingly, I won't go into details about his time in the synagogue. That's a practice that Paul does in every city he goes into. Interestingly, Aquila and Priscilla are in Corinth because Claudius the emperor had made all the Jews leave. And so in the providence of God, he's prepared a meeting between Aquila and Priscilla and the Apostle Paul, because Claudius has decided he's going to persecute Jews. And so they get there, and he stays with them in their house. He reasons with them. They have interactions. Of course, they come to know the Lord Jesus and place their faith in him. And then he works with them. They were tent makers. Paul himself, a tent maker by trade. He goes to the synagogue, reasons with Jews and Greeks, and tries to persuade them to trust Jesus. Verse 5. When Silas and Timothy arrived from Macedonia, Paul was occupied with the word, testifying to the Jews that the Christ was Jesus. When they opposed him and reviled him, he shook out his garments and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am innocent. From now on, I will go only to the Gentiles." And he left there, and he went to the house of a man named Titus Justus, a worshiper of God. His house was next door to the synagogue. Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord together with his entire household. And many of the Corinthians, hearing Paul, believed and were baptized. And the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision, "Do not be afraid, but go on speaking and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to harm you. For I have many in this city who are my people." And they stayed a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. But when Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews made a united attack on Paul and brought him before the tribunal, saying, "This man is persuading people to worship God contrary to the law." But when Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrongdoing or vicious crime, O Jews, I would have reason to accept your complaint. But since it is a matter of questions about words and names and your own law, see to it yourselves. I refuse to be a judge of these things." And he drove them from the tribunal. And they all seized Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue, and beat him in front of the tribunal. But Gallio paid no attention to any of this. Interesting, Paul's in Corinth sharing the good news of Christ. The leader of the synagogue, Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord and with his whole household. Many Corinthians believed upon hearing from Paul and were baptized. And the Lord said, "Don't be afraid, keep on going, for I'm with you." And course, the Jews didn't like this, and so they began to attack Paul and tried to put him on trial, but Gallio, the proconsul, was having none of it. He said, "This is a matter you need to handle amongst yourselves." He was a Roman judge. "I'm not entering into this, for this is your own law. You see to it yourselves." And basically, he gave them the right to abuse their power and to treat Sosthenes and the followers of Christ the way that they wished, and beat them in front of the tribunal. And this telling story, is Gallio paid no attention to any of this. He didn't have enough guts to stand up. Now, the matter of the Paul teaching against Jesus, or Paul, excuse me, Paul teaching that Jesus is the Christ, was indeed not a matter of Roman concern. But the beating of Roman citizens in front of the tribunal was a matter of Roman concern, and yet Gallio paid no attention to it. Says something about him, says something about the Jews, says something about the opposition that Christians are going to face, but the promise is certainly true for Paul, and it's true for us as well. "Do not be afraid. Go on speaking, and do not be silent. For I am with you," the Lord says. "No one will attack you or harm you. I have many in this people, many people in this city. If we are attacked, we know this: God will indeed be faithful to provide a way out." I hope you guys have a great day. God bless you. Be encouraged. See you tomorrow.